I'm going to read a poem that's a little different. I said I would stop writing about Vietnam, and I've been teaching a class at Stanford, and it was a noon presentation I had to give for the whole school. And for some reason, that particular morning, I got up and very early, and I started writing this poem entitled Grenade. And that became sort of the foreground of the presentation. Grenade, it's a prose poem. There's no rehearsal to turn flesh into dust so quickly. A hair trigger, a cup hammer in the brain, a split second between man and infamy, it lands on the ground. A few soldiers duck, and the others are caught in a half run. One throws himself down on the grenade. All the watches stop, a flash, smoke, silence. The sound fills the whole day. Flesh and earth fall into the eyes and mouths of the men. A dream trapped in midair. They touch their legs and arms, their groins, ears and noses sound. What happened? Some are crying. Others are laughing. Some are almost dancing. Someone tries to put the dead man back together. He just dove on the damn thing, sir. A flash, smoke, silence, the day blown apart. For those who can walk away, what is their burden? Shreds of flesh and bloody rags gathered up and stuffed into a bag. Each breath belongs to him, each song, each curse, every prayer is his. Your body doesn't belong to your mind and soul. Who are you? Do you remember the man left in the jungle? The others who owe their lives to this phantom, do they feel like you? Would his loved ones remember him if that little park or statue erected in his name didn't exist, and does it enlarge their lives? You wish he'd lie down in that closed coffin and not wander the streets or enter your bedroom at midnight. The woman you love should never understand who what. You remember what he used to say. If you give a kite too much strain, it'll break free. That unselfish certainty, but you can't remember when you began to live his unspoken dreams.